The First Nation Dakota people of Manitoba are bringing their Unity Riders to the Hudson Valley. The entire journey will cover 4,000 miles. The Two Row Wampum Renewal Campaign is joining with the Dakota Unity Riders, and Two Row paddlers will take to canoes and kayaks along the Hudson River. Together, they hope to journey through a summer of unity on land, in the water, and through the wind. David Kaczynski is executive director of Karma Triana Dharma Chakra Tibetan Buddhist Monastery in Woodstock. He notes the themes of the Unity Ride are peace and reconciliation.
On a personal level, these have been very important themes in my life. Since my brother was arrested as the Unabomber, there has been a great deal of need for personal healing on my part, but I think a growing sense of the need for healing in human hearts and human communities because of historical wounds, because of violence, because of lasting resentments. And I think, you know, the underlying message of this ride is one that resonates with all of us, the need to heal and to recognize that we're really one people at the base.
He says the need for healing is a timeless one.
At the same time, there are events at every moment and every year that kind of recall us to the need. You know, we go up about our business and our daily lives, and it seems kind of mundane, and then something like a school shooting, the one in Connecticut last year, or bombing at the Boston Marathon just shakes us out of our complacency, and we realize that, you know, the problem of human anger and violence and the need to heal from those injurious parts of our nature is something we need to rededicate ourselves to.
The mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut occurred in December 2012. Kaczynski, a former WAMC Person of Courage honoree, says he visited Newtown in June and notes the Unity Ride will spend 2 days there.
I and some of our lamas from the Buddhist monastery had gone there, gone to Newtown as well, been asked to provide a Buddhist perspective on healing, among other perspectives that the community has heard. So I think there's something very positive in the idea that all faith communities are really aspiring toward the same goal, which is to find a way to strengthen what is best in our humanity, our compassion for one another.
In addition, another event was recently organized for the Unity Riders' Newtown stop, Father John Nelson, with the Holy Transfiguration of Christ on the Mount Western Rite Orthodox Church in Woodstock, is organizing the ride in the Hudson Valley. He says in conjunction with the Newtown-based Second Company Governor's Horse Guard, there will be a moment in history.
The oldest standing cavalry, mounted army personnel, the oldest standing cavalry in the United States that served, you know, even previous to 1812, that's who these people are. They also were on the battlefield against the Dakotas. That's back in Little Bighorn, because these people who are coming are the relatives of Sitting Bull. The whole thing is, they're suggesting that we put the U.S. cavalry on the same field as the Dakota horsemen. That will be the first time that they're on the same field since Little Bighorn.
The event is to take place August 5th. The Battle of Little Bighorn, Custer's last stand, was the Army's 7th Cavalry fight against Indian tribes in 1876. After opening the ride for the Hudson Valley region in Troy, the riders will participate in numerous events, including the International Walk for Peace in Woodstock and a ride on the walkway over the Hudson Pedestrian Bridge. They will also attend events in Saugerties, Beacon, and Yonkers. They're scheduled to end up at the White House August 17th. As to how Father Nelson became involved in organizing the ride and promoting it through Live Peace International, he replies,
I first started through prayer. You know, I was asking God to give my life more meaning and give me something that was significant to do, something that really was important and of value spiritually, that could be helpful to people, and that's what my job description is. So.
KTD Monastery's Kaczynski sees a certain path toward healing.
You know, one of the most meaningful things in my life was to be able to connect with some of my brother's surviving victims.
He adds,
you know, healing, I think, comes through connection. And if people are willing to greet each other with open hearts, I think the connection is inevitable because, in essence, we all come from the same place. We're all human beings. We all want to be happy. Sometimes we forget that the way to achieve that is through greater kindness and tolerance and connection with each other.
Father Nelson says he will accompany the Dakotas on the ride, sometimes on horseback.
There's a purpose for my involvement. I'd like to identify the mistakes that the Christian Church made during repatriation and the Carlisle school systems and all the various Christian initiatives which led to the basic annihilation of the Native American person and their way of life, their traditions and customs. It was literally, you know, it was a bit of a Holocaust kind of scene.
Father Nelson notes the ride is not sponsored or near fully funded, and they are still raising money. There is more information on the Unity Ride at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.